Welcome to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Happy to be here today. Happy that the Huskies took care of the Ducks quickly. And we get to have our live show today. So go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs. Nice work. Always happy to support women's collegiate athletics. We have an excellent show today. Very excited. We're talking with Jane Anderson, who's the show chair of the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show. Before we bring Jane on, I just have a quick announcement, actually a couple. First of all, I'd like to thank our sponsors. The Dog Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com to learn about their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. The Dog Show is also brought to you in part by All the Best Pet Care, all the best food, treats, and toys for your dog and cat. You can find them online at AllTheBestPetCare.com. Announcement, the Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound is having their annual service dog fair. Information and education, that's going to be April 21st, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can find their more information on their website, assistancedogclub.org. It's going to be a great event, lots of information for people interested in learning more about assistance dogs or for people who are partnered with assistance dogs or work with assistance dogs. Again, that's the Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound annual service dog fair, April 21st. And again, that's assistancedogclub.org. So let's bring Jane Anderson on, who's the show chair of the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show. Welcome to the show, Jane.
Thank you, Julie.
Nice to have you back.
It's been a pleasure for me to be here.
Yeah, and I know this is a very busy time for you as the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show is this coming weekend, March 10th and 11th at CenturyLink Field Event Center. So I especially appreciate you taking the time now because I'm sure you are busy.
I am. Thank you.
So now we had a live interview with you 2 years ago, which was our first interview, and then we did an encore of that interview last year before the show. So tell us a bit about what does it mean to be the show chair of the dog show?
A lot of gray hair.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a labor of love. It goes on all year and, of course, culminates when we present our event to our exhibitors and have the public the opportunity to attend as well. You kind of do it in segments as you plan throughout the year for this event coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a very busy time the last couple of weeks prior to the actual dog show.
Mm-hmm. So you basically put the whole thing together.
The entire club does.
Yeah.
Seattle Kennel Club consists of, I believe it's currently 33 members.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes kind of like herding cats, but everybody contributes and participates, and it comes together, and most of us are down there working the event over the entire weekend.
Yeah. Well, my booth, I've had a booth there. This will be our third year in a row, and we're right across from the Seattle Kennel Club information booth, so we get to kind of see all the goings-on there. And it's just such a fun event. It's my favorite, and I think the biggest, you know, dog event this area. There's so many wonderful dog events that happen throughout the year, especially in the summertime. But this one is for me the big one. You know, there's so much that happens in addition to the confirmation showing, you know, the breeds and what people think when they think of dog shows and what they might watch on TV when they're watching Westminster. The dogs trotting around the ring, you know, one breed at a time, and then so forth. But there's so much else that goes on during this weekend.
That is so true, Julie.
Yeah, and we're going to, since we got a late start, we're actually going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk with Jane Anderson, who, again, is the show chair of the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show, which is coming up this weekend, March 10th and 11th. We're going to talk more about the role that dog shows play in the world of purebred dogs especially. We're going to talk about what we were just talking about, which was what else is happening during that weekend and what all there is for people to participate in and watch. So, Jane, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show coming up. You're listening to a different kind of dog show, the Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com. Or follow them on Facebook.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis joins me for the show. Together, we'll tune into various animal situations around the world to find out what the animals have to say, what we need to learn, and how we can help. Plus, we'll talk to Robin about how she communicates telepathically and empathetically with animals and get her tips on how to do it ourselves. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Click the shows page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Dog show! Dog show!
Big dogs!
Little dogs! Scrappy dogs and Irish dogs!
Dog show!
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And we are talking today, actually, about a different kind of dog show. The Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show, which is coming up this weekend, March 10th and 11th at CenturyLink Field Event Center. And we are talking today with Jane Anderson, who's the show chair of the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
So wanted to ask you to tell my listeners about what role, like what's happening in a dog show, sort of bigger picture, you know. People, I think, really enjoy watching, you know, the dogs running around the ring, and but it's not a beauty contest. It's a lot more than that. And I'd like to, from the perspective of the breed standards and the genetics and all that sort of thing, from your perspective, what role do dog shows play in the dog world, especially the purebred dog world?
The confirmation aspect of dog shows and the confirmation, which some folks attribute to the beauty contest aspect mm-hmm. actually pertains to form and function. Dog shows celebrate and help preserve the distinctive features of different breeds, and it provides a forum in which these dogs are evaluated for future breeding programs.
Mm-hmm.
The person presenting the dog enters the show ring with their dog so that the judges can evaluate the dog's conformation, which is the dog's structure,
mm-hmm.
or how closely their physical structure conforms to their particular breed standards. And the written standards are written by the parent club and include a detailed description of the ideal of each breed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the confirmation part of it relates mm-hmm. to.
And I remember from our first interview that the dogs are not being compared to each other. Each dog is being sort of judged against the breed standard.
That is correct.
Right. So what is the importance of this, you know, breed standard, you know, in ways that the general public may not be aware of?
The importance is in preserving the breed type, which defines the breed and which separates a given breed from a generic dog.
Mm-hmm.
And is one better than the other? Not necessarily so. All dogs come out of the same behavior mode and communicate in the same way, but some have, over the years, been bred to be most efficient at different functions.
Right.
And this efficiency at a given function really is what provides the particular form of that breed,
mm-hmm.
and so it's like preserving this for future generations.
Yeah, what is the weight? And maybe it depends on the breed, or it varies within different breeds. But of the dogs, so you know, we talk about form and function. So what is the value of the dog's strength of drive, like a border collie, for example, you know, a herding breed, in a show ring? Is that dog looked at somehow? I mean, they're not in there herding and being judged on their ability to actually work, but they're more being judged on their physical form and presence?
Their physical form and presence, which gives them the efficiency in that working ability.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you're evaluating a border collie, you are never going to mistake it for a pug.
Right.
Because a pug, of course, doesn't have the physical makeup or components, or they aren't put together in the same way for the type of motion
right.
that is necessary when you're herding animals.
Yeah. And so it's an interesting distinction, I guess, talking about the physical form and how that sort of promotes a dog doing whatever it was they were intended to do. And then also another, you know, pug, for example, why a pug wouldn't make, generally speaking, a good herding dog in addition to the form, but also the wiring. So the dog is wired differently, and that's something we're going to, I think, circle back around to a little bit later in this interview, is about how important it is for people to understand, if they're getting a purebred dog, even a mixed breed dog, to understand what that wiring is for that breed, so that they understand the drive and how that dog might react to its environment just based off of the wiring.
Yes, and that when you're looking for a specific aspect in canines, that's one of the reasons why it is important to consider a purebred dog first, because you know when that dog matures what those propensities are going to be. Whereas if you pick up a puppy of unknown parentage or heritage, you truly have no idea, very little idea, of what that dog will grow up to become.
Mm-hmm. And that brings up a really good point, too, because I think it must be, you know, I'm not a breeder. never have been and don't intend to be. But I imagine a frustration for a lot of the breeders, you know, that are participating in the Seattle Kennel Club dog show, breeders who participate in their breed clubs and are responsible, reputable breeders, that there's a lot of people who are breeding purebred dogs that are not good representations of the breed, both physically, health-wise, and also temperamentally. And how important it is that for somebody who is considering a purebred dog from a breeder, that they're going to a breeder who is a responsible breeder and who is breeding nice dogs or dogs that are, you know, match that standard.
That is true. And I would hope there are not that many conscientious breeders that are breeding purebred that don't subscribe to that. I would hope there are more positive breeders than there are ones that don't care what the pups can do or what the pup's future may be.
I mean, especially like with puppy, you know, puppy mills would be one of the biggest examples of that. And that's typically more with smaller breeds, but where people, you know, Chihuahua, Shih Tzu, Poodle, you know, these little small breeds that are coming from a puppy mill environment, you know, these dogs are not only not gonna, you know, stand up in a show ring, but they often are just a mess genetically, health-wise, behaviorally, all this stuff. And I, in working with dogs, with people and their dogs in a training capacity, you know, unfortunately, it is something that's out there that people do need to be careful about. And just because somebody has like a nice website, for example, doesn't mean, you know, anybody can make a website and say whatever they want on it.
That's right. You need to have access to the property. Any breeder, if you're shopping for a dog, be it a older dog or a puppy, you certainly ideally want to have access to be able to view both the parents, mm-hmm. perhaps the grandparents. Definitely need to see the location, the physical place where the dogs are, and be able to talk and visit in that environment prior to making your decision.
Yeah, to see where the puppies are. And I can't tell you how many dogs I've worked with that were just shipped out, you know, without any questions asked. And that sort of has me wonder how much on the other end, if these breeders or quote unquote breeders are just sort of sending dogs wherever. And there are a lot of breeders I know that I've worked with are very involved in the adoption process and want to make, you know, they're very protective of their dogs. And I think that that's something to look for, is how protective of the dog is the breeder, because I think
yes.
that's a great sign.
Yes.
And in talking about purebred dogs, we're coming up on another break here, but the one thing too that stands out to me when we're talking about these breed standards and really preserving the integrity of the breed is the genetic challenges that sort of has involved with it when we have a limited gene pool. And I think that that's probably one of the most fascinating aspects of what breeders do in making sure that they're not breeding, you know, hip dysplasia, or, you know, it's some of those obvious ones, health problems or an eye problem. I know breeders who are breed certain breeds, they are very aware of some of those health problems that can happen, and they're very careful about not breeding any of that into their lines. And that's a really, really important aspect of the world of purebred dogs and of a responsible, reputable breeder, that they know what to look out for, that their dogs are always tested, and that they won't breed a dog that, you know, comes up with an eye problem or a hip problem or anything like that, or behavioral problem.
Right. They should be eliminated from the breeding program.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Jane, I'd like to talk about the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show that's coming up this weekend, March 10th and 11th, and talk about all of the different events and demonstrations and everything that are going on for people to come and watch and enjoy. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. And if our doggies love each other, why can't we?
Your dog has digestive upset.
You want answers.
Your dog has itchy skin.
You want answers.
Your dog has kidney disease.
You want answers.
Your dog is overweight.
You want answers. Go to AnswersPetFood.com to find the answers as to why you want to feed Answers Pet Food to your dog with these issues. Answers Pet Food. If you have questions, we give you answers.
Family owned since 1975, Dr. Don's Automotive has been awarded Best Auto Repair from Seattle Magazine, Seattle Weekly, and Ballard News Tribune. Dr. Don's Automotive offers a free 35-point inspection. It's winterization time. Remember to have your coolant, tires, brakes, hoses, and belts checked to keep you and your dog safe this winter. Visit DrDon'sAutomotive.com for more information or call 206-782-6303 to schedule an appointment. Mention this ad for 5% off parts and labor. Dr. Don's Automotive, expert auto repair and service with the honesty of a dog lover that you can trust.
For home repair, remodeling, construction advice, ideas, and useful stories every Saturday from 10 till 11 a.m., tune in to Constructing Whatever. With over 40 years of combined experience, hosts Tim and Lynn talk about whatever, from important need-to-know topics to fielding your questions about the latest industry news. It's Constructing Whatever, every Saturday morning, right here on Alternative Talk. Talk 1150.
This week, Planning Your Edition, Part 1, Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Such a happy pair and so completely in love. Your big Airedale wags his little tail to tell my terrier he's crazy about her, my dog.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. We're back with Jane Anderson, who's the show chair of the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show, which is coming up this weekend, March 10th and 11th. At CenturyLink Field Event Center. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
So, in addition to the conformation, which is what we were talking about in the last segment, where the dogs are being judged to the breed standard that's been established by the parent club of the breed to preserve the integrity of the breed, that is going on all weekend long. And there's actually two shows, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. So there is a best in show after the Saturday events, and there is a best in show also after the Sunday showing as well. And that is so fun to watch. And you can look up and see if you have particular breeds that you're interested in watching, you can look up and see when they are showing. There's a lot more that's happening during this weekend. Demonstrations, and this year I am very happy to say that I'm actually participating in one of the demonstrations. It's the nosework demonstration with Miriam Rose, with my little dachshund Leia, and we just finished our first intro to nosework class with all three of my dogs. And it was a blast. And they, to say that they loved it would be an understatement. They're like crazy about it. And so my little Leia is going to represent the little dogs very nicely. She's 9 years old and she is a dachshund. So, of course, you know, the scent hound. But we'll actually be part of that demonstration. So there's nose work demonstrations. What other types of demonstrations are happening throughout the weekend?
Well, we're calling those our partners in performance, and we have 10 of them, actually.
Ooh.
We start off each morning with a demonstration by the Reading with Rover group.
Oh, nice.
Which I'm hoping that they will have audience participation also, perhaps invite some children in from the audience to experience this for the first time. I'm not sure exactly how they're planning on doing it, so I hope I'm not speaking out of turn there.
Is this their first year at the show?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. We did a, Randy Green did an article. He writes for us
yes.
with a monthly feature article, which is on our website.
Which is?
www.SeattleKennelClub.org.
Okay.
And he did a featured article on the Reading with Rover program, so you'll be able to read that if you go to our website.
Mm-hmm.
And that should prepare you if you plan to come down in the morning on either day. They start at 9:30 to watch and enjoy the Reading with Rover program. We have a family dog presentation, and the fun thing with the family dog presentation this year is they're doing a tri-ball demonstration. And what is tri-ball?
Yeah.
That's one of the hottest new dog sports in America. And in tri-ball, dogs herd exercise balls through a course.
Oh, wow.
So it's based on the concept of sheep herding, but it's a low-impact activity for all breeds, all sizes, and all ages, not just the herding dogs.
Oh, and you don't have to have sheep.
And you don't have to have sheep or ducks or anything.
Right.
Which, of course, but if you want to watch the ducks being herded, Utopia Herd Dog Training is again with us on Saturday doing two presentations with their awesome herding dogs and keeping those ducks corralled.
Yep. Very fun.
We have, of course, the Canine Nose Works with Miriam Rose. Yep. The incredible excitement about that program is dogs love it because dogs see the world through their nose. Their scenting ability is so phenomenal.
Yeah.
That they literally, that's why they can detect cancer cells with a higher degree of accuracy than the technology that they currently have.
Yeah, we really can't, as humans, really can't comprehend what it's like for a dog to experience their sense of smell. It's like trying to think about how big the universe is. It's like you get to a certain point, and the human brain, I don't think can really grasp it because it's not in our experience.
We can't comprehend it. We can't even begin to. You're absolutely right.
But we can try to at least understand it better through our own dogs and giving them the opportunity to use their fabulous sense of smell and to give them an outlet for that. Because, I mean, if dogs are meant to do one thing universally, it's really to use their nose to find things that they want.
And simplify. Things that they don't know. The beauty of dogs is they know everything, but they just don't know they know everything.
Right.
And watching them get in touch with that.
Yeah.
Is truly the reward, I think, back to us when we're working with them and we're watching them doing what they were either bred to do or using their noses.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. Again, I'm so happy to be participating as part of the nose work demonstration with my little dachshund, who's a beginner in nose work. So that'll be fun. Very, very fun. And so what else? What other types of demonstrations are happening?
Well, we have the Top Obedience Team Awards being awarded on Saturday, which is more of an awards ceremony. We have the Seattle Police Department with us again.
Mm-hmm.
We have, for the second year, the Boeing Explosives Detection Canine Team.
Oh, cool.
And we have the Freestyle Dancers.
The dog dancing.
The dog dancing.
Always a crowd favorite.
Always a crowd favorite. That's so true.
Yep.
And we have Disc Dogs. This year.
Wow.
And we have a brand new aptitude test, an AKC aptitude test, which is called the CAT test. It's the coursing aptitude test for all breeds of dogs. Previously, lure coursing has been pretty much only open to the hounds that do lure coursing.
Right, the sight hounds.
The sight hounds.
Yep.
And it allows them to hunt a plastic lure instead of live game. Well, the new lure coursing titling program is for all dogs.
Mm.
It's So it's open to dogs that are registered under the AKC's three registration systems. They can be the pedigree purebred, the alternative listing called PEL, mm-hmm. or canine partners, CP.
Mm.
And they run on the same fields using the same equipment, and they're scored by different licensed judges.
Yeah.
The differences are that they run solo, and they use a simple pass-fail system rather than scoring.
Yeah. And so I've actually several years ago went to a lure coursing trial, and it gave me goosebumps to watch these dogs. And when we talk about sighthounds, you know, the greyhounds, whippets, Italian greyhounds, Rhodesian ridgebacks, Irish wolfhound, Scottish deerhound, Basenji, those guys, Afghan hounds, Saluki, they're so fast. And to watch these dogs is, you know, it's a huge course. To watch these dogs do what they were meant to do is just amazing. I mean, it was like jaw dropping.
Yes.
So how cool that that's actually available, been opened up recently to other breeds.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's all of these different demonstrations happening throughout the weekend. And mm-hmm. is the schedule available on the website for people to check out?
It is.
Okay.
We have it listed under the various programs that are being presented,
mm-hmm.
and we also have our spectator guide, our show program,
mm-hmm.
on our website as well,
yeah.
that people can download. Or basically, it encapsulates the entire show over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And you can find that at SeattleKennelClub.org.
Yes.
And I think you can also use SeattleDogShow.org, and that'll get you there as well.
That gets you there as well, yes.
So that's not even all of it. So we've talked about the showing and the ring with, you know, the confirmation with all the breeds and the different breeds. And then we just talked about all of these different demonstrations that are happening throughout the weekend. And then there's the agility trials that go on.
It does. Agility will be running both days through the entire day. And agility blends training and your dog's athletic ability, well, and your athletic ability,
right.
also.
Right.
It creates tremendous challenge and excitement for every breed. The dogs demonstrate their ability to negotiate a complex course that includes such things as climbing on A-frames, jumping through hoops, running through tunnels, pausing on command, etc. Competing in agility, of course, requires proper training, as it is a game of physical skill, control, patience, and most of all, teamwork between the handler and the dog.
Yeah.
In addition to that, if you want more structured, not quite as fast-paced, you can check out the obedience rings.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, obedience promotes better canine-human companionship. It encourages basic good behavior in dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And the competitions test the dog's ability to perform a prescribed set of exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Competing, of course, requires preparation, as it is a game of control, patience, and teamwork, again, between the handler and the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right adjacent to the obedience rings is our rally ring. Rally, and that's R-A-L-L-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And these dogs and the handlers complete a course that has been designed by the rally judge. The judge tells the handler to begin, and the dog and the handler proceed at their own pace through a course of 10 to 20 designated stations,
mm-hmm.
Depending on the level of competition. Each of these stations had a sign providing instructions regarding the next skill that is to be performed. Scoring is not as rigorous as the traditional obedience, and you can talk to your dog. It's not quite as intimidating.
Yeah.
It's really used as a precursor to go on to the more intense obedience competition.
Mm-hmm. Well,
And don't miss the junior showmanship.
Oh, I know, and that's not even all of it too. When we're gonna take a quick break, and
all right.
when we come back, we'll finish up all that's going on at the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show, which is this weekend, March 10th and 11th at CenturyLink Field Event Center. We're talking with Jane Anderson, who's the show chair of the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show. And you're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Kemmley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area, licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we're talking with Jane Anderson, who is the show chair of the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show, which is coming up this weekend, March 10th and 11th at CenturyLink Field Event Center. Starts bright and early at 8 a.m. and goes into the early evening, ending with Best in Show awarded at the end of both days. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
So in the last segment, we were talking about all that is going on at the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show, in addition to the confirmation, which is the you know, breeds going around the ring, what people would see on TV watching Westminster. There's so much more that goes on all weekend, and for any dog lover or dog enthusiast, this is like heaven to be here, because there's, you know, you were just talking about all of these demonstrations, from Reading with Rover to Nose Work to Tri-Ball, which is a newer event, herding, police dogs, you know, all of these different things that are going on, and demonstrations that people can really watch, and to watch dogs really, you know, to have a dog really blow your mind and see really what dogs are capable of doing. The agility trials are a blast to watch, and those are going on throughout the whole entire day, both days. And that's a, you know, opportunity to see some higher level agility performance, which is really, really fun to watch and exciting to see all the different breeds. And, you know, as we're talking about all of these different things, and then you were talking about the obedience competition and rally and, you know, all of these different things. One of the things that I want people to understand is that your dog at home, your little dog, your big dog, your mixed breed, whatever it is, your dog is capable of doing some of these events. I mean, not all of them, because some of them are more breed specific. You know, a senior dog with arthritis is not going to be a good fit for agility, but they'd be a great fit for nose work or, you know, therapy work or something like that. So to, you know, dogs are so underestimated in general, and the value of getting involved with your dog in some sort of extracurricular activity so that you're giving your dog an outlet for their energy, and you're also learning about your dog as a dog. And one thing that you said, Jane, is that people need to understand that dogs are not people, and that dogs are dogs, and that we share this very, very deep, successful connection, but that dogs are a different species. So, you know, understanding like with through nose work, how a dog experiences their sense of smell. I mean, to try to get a little bit of a grasp on that. But what are some of the biggest mistakes people make that you see, do you think, where they don't realize that dogs are dogs, not people?
The biggest mistake they make is not taking the time to understand what canines are, how canines think, how they live life. They live in the moment. They don't have ego. They don't have a past. They mm-hmm. don't have a future. They just truly live in the moment. They experience everything around them through their nose. Their eyes are not as good as a human eye because there aren't the same number of cones in a dog's eye as there are in a human's. Mm-hmm. However, their sense is incredibly sophisticated and strong. Mm-hmm. So they truly see the world through their nose. Mm-hmm. It's being patient enough to take the time to understand what the species truly is, how they communicate, and then using those tools to even deepen your communication mm-hmm. with your dog.
And that's the word that I was thinking, and you just said it a couple times, is that communication. And if you're participating in these activities, obedience, even just basic training, or going to a higher level rally, competition obedience, or some of these other activities like nose work and stuff like that, what they all have in common, the agility, is that communication, and that people are learning how to communicate with their dog. And communication is not just from person to dog. You know, you hear the expression, communication is, you know, listening is the most important part of communication. And that's something that people, I would say, generally are not very good at, is really listening to their dog and understanding, what does that mean? Because dogs aren't verbal. So what does listening to your dog look like or feel like? Because it's not going to be listening to them speaking a language like, you know, English or whatever.
The first thing to realize, I think, is all animals, but we're talking specifically dogs, tend to be hardwired. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is every behavior that your dog manifests comes out of one of three drives. It comes out of their pack drive, their prey drive, or their defense drive. And to keep this just as simple as I can, defense drive is fight or flight. Prey drive is chase or be chased. And their pack drive is their social order and how they relate within that. And if you understand those behaviors, then you can move into recognizing what drive your dog is communicating or performing in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the tool to be able to shift him in from one to the other. The only time you truly want to give absolute respect to that dog is if he's in defense drive, and that's fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't give him the room to move out of that drive, he is going to bite or he is going to run.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings' responses are all over the place. We aren't hardwired like animals are.
Right.
And so we're more difficult to try to predict what we're going to do under a given set of stimuli.
Right.
Your dog, under a given set of stimuli, is going to do A or B.
Right.
And if you take the time to learn that and understand that and learn about canines, you are going to be a far happier human and your dog is going to be a far happier dog.
Mm-hmm.
And the team effort in whatever you do as a team, mm-hmm, is going to be stronger. It's going to be smoother. You're going to learn to give your dog respect as a dog. He already respects you as a human.
Yeah.
I mean, they detect changes in our mood every time our brain changes, an emotion change, we give off a difference in our scent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how dogs are so masterful at knowing when we're going to do something before we even consciously acknowledge we're, mm-hmm, going to do it. You're like picking up your keys to leave the house,
oh,
and then,
right,
you find the dogs barring your way out the door.
Right. There's such a potential for partnership, which is why dogs have been so successful for, now they're saying, over 30,000 years potentially in living with humans. I mean, our two species basically evolving together. The potential for partnership is so rich and so deep if we go there. And so we've got about a minute left, Jane. And now I know if you could pick the worst weekend to try to meet Jane Anderson in person, it's probably the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show. But if you, Jane, do find yourself close to the Seattle Kennel Club information booth and you do remember, just turn around and you'll see the dog show's booth.
Okay.
And come over and say hi. I'd love to meet you in person.
Julie, I sure will. I'll make a point of doing that because I'm around that area.
I know,
all weekend.
You're thinking about other things as well. So, but I'd love to meet you. Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show is this weekend, March 10th and 11th at CenturyLink Field Event Center. Starts at 8 a.m. and goes into the late afternoon, early evening, ending with Best in Show at the end of each day. Jane, thanks so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be back next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. live. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.